Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you with us. We've got Ava here.
I'm here.
Don is here.
I'm here.
Wow, that was a great start.
It was a little delayed, but we're here.
And I'm Eric. We are here. We are the Valley Outdoors. Got a lot of stuff coming up today. Cool things to talk about. City of Pittsburgh is in need of some archers. Kind of a great way to start off the show.
Interesting.
Got to send some bow and arrow people to Pittsburgh. Stay tuned. That story and more when we come back.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world. Whoa.
Good to see you, Ava.
I'm here. Not as delayed.
I'm here.
I'm ready to go.
Don, are you here?
I am.
All right, that's good to see you.
We're all here.
I am here as well, and wanted to bring up a story that's developing, and not quite sure how to read it. Involves one of the professional walleye tour event, the championship that's going on out in North Dakota, Devil's Lake.
And it's probably, what's the last day? I mean, by the time you're hearing this show,
It'll have been completed. Yep, it'll be completed.
But the story won't.
The story will, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
This is a popcorn scenario, Don. That's why I'm bringing this up, because I think people need to watch this and really look at holding tournament organizations accountable, I think is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
The reason is, and if you only knew the number of calls and emails and text messages that I've received in conversation regarding this particular scenario, it goes as follows. I'm going to paraphrase some of it because there's a lot of details that haven't really been solidified, but the NWT had a tournament in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. That tournament...
That's a National Walleye Tour.
The National Walleye Tour. It involves a...
That's a tour Canada. You used to fish in.
Yeah, or... I used to fish there.
Yep.
Used to fish in the event. Considering fishing... I have a boat being built, so I'll be able to fish it if I want to. This particular area, Sault Ste. Marie, is between Lake Superior and Lake Huron. It's right literally at the lock on the far eastern side of Lake Superior.
Right.
And it's a bunch of different cuts and rivers connections, and it's a big waterway as well for ocean-going vessels heading out to the ocean. So it also has an area where you can fish in Canadian water. Canadian water has restrictions to how many fish you can catch and keep in the live well, and who catches the fish that go into the live well. Meaning, in one particular location where there was an angler fishing, you're allowed one.
Now, I would find it hard to believe, Eric, that the Canadian government has any jurisdiction over that. That is tournament rules?
No, this is the Canadian fishing regulation for that body section of the Sault Ste. Marie area. Concrete. There's no question.
Really?
It absolutely
is. So if you're out fishing, just casually fishing.
Yep.
And the limit is two. Every person in the boat has to catch two fish. You can't party fish.
You cannot party fish. That is illegal.
I've never heard of that anywhere.
It's
any place else.
Yeah, but in most places that's the case. They may not follow it to the strictest letter of the law, but in this particular case, because it is a tournament event, they follow the rule very closely.
Well, in a
closely.
Tournament, yeah.
But it's not. It is a regulation.
Right.
It is a regulation in the books. So by no means is there any question that it's a regulation. And it should be followed by regular anglers. It should be the same way. But this is the most important thing. If you're fishing in that area and you're only allowed one in to, to keep, let's say one apiece. You need to leave when you're done. When you have those two fish, you can't stay and fill up your live well in that area and then go to weigh in, which is exactly what they have on tape. You can go look it up, Sault Ste. Marie. It's under the gold something NWT video. The co-angler sat in the back of the boat and was using slow death, never caught a fish. The pro in the front of the boat caught all the fish. But they also caught all the fish and left the area over limit that they could actually keep from that area of Canadian water. So,
well, you've got me confused. What is the limit?
In one area, it's one, and in another area, you can keep four, but you can't keep five. You can catch four fish, you have to leave. Another area, you can catch one, and then you have to leave. Or per person, I should say. But in the other case, it's four total in the boat. The other one would be two total in the boat. Point was, both situations, it was a violation. One person caught all the fish. The other one, the person caught fish a limit in an area you cannot do that and left. And it was, I believe, three people did the same thing. And
that are currently in the championship.
They're currently in championship. This is where the popcorn enters in.
Now, the championship is in North Dakota. It's going on.
Right. If those people would have been disqualified for not having complied, because that is a disqualification,
right,
they would not have made the championship. And right now, I'm not going to go into the, you'll see who the where the finishing is as far as that goes. But they were involved and they are very high up in the finishing rankings in that tournament. So the really comes into play now is the Canadian government has subpoenaed the video because they want to see if it's legal or illegal. The NWT made a video statement at the rules meeting that there will be financial implications, there will be changing of positions possibly, and other implications that will be occurring against these anglers that had actually came out and admitted that they did that. Well, the problem is they didn't admit it until
they got to the championship,
and finally the talk got too loud, and they said you better do something about it. Well, personally, I think they should have said you're not fishing the tournament; you're out. That should have happened immediately.
Yeah. Well, the sad part of it is if they hadn't fished it, there's three other anglers on the circuit that would have moved up.
Yeah.
And they're not there.
And they would have fished the tournament.
Right.
Which is sad.
Yeah.
Plus, they're going to have to switch the monies that the people had. Because also, if you're competing in a tournament in Canadian water, that's also another possible violation because of that.
Right.
So stay tuned, you guys. The plot thickens. The popcorn's coming out because I think in the next week or so, there's going to be a lot of things going on about it. It hurts me. Because I know the people that did it, it also hurts me because it hurts the circuit. And there's been a lot of that lately, but let's hope we can change that in the future. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.